Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. You are running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. The false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. We all know what it is to be disappointed. It may be that someone has let you down or that things just haven't worked out in the way that you'd hoped. Paul's letter to the Galatians is dominated by his deep and agonizing disappointment that his readers had allowed false teaching to mislead them. He wondered whether his ministry to them had been a complete failure. This was clearly intensely painful for Paul because he longed to see them become joyful and fruitful Christians, and all seemed to have gone horribly wrong. They'd gone back to following the rules and restrictions from which Christ had set them free. It's easy to understand how quickly and easily false teaching spread in the early church. Christianity was new. Very few people had a deep knowledge or experience of it. Many people came from a Jewish background and found it very difficult to understand the radical nature of the changes that Christ had brought about. Others came from a background in other religions and were easily persuaded by the latest eloquent speaker. Paul was eager to help them resist false teaching and to stand strong in the freedom that Christ had brought them. Our context is very different from the Galatians, but we should be no less concerned about false teachers. Paul describes their teaching as being like yeast. It may seem small, but it can have a huge and damaging effect. These days, false teaching can spread instantly around the world through the internet, so we need to be even more on our toes. The very best way to prepare ourselves is by sticking close to the Bible's teaching. By spending time reading, reflecting, and praying through the Bible, we arm ourselves to face the latest false teaching. So let me ask you a question. What have you found to be the most helpful ways of getting to know the Bible better? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the gift of the Bible and for the way in which its light shines on our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.